Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the IGB has indicated to owners and management of Lifford Greyhound Stadium that race cars of a maximum of 12 races can be maintained until full consideration of a strategic review into the future needs of the industry is completed. An investigation into alleged suspicious behaviour in the Rusnoula Beach area yesterday has been carried out. Educate Together in Letterkenny is one of 17 school buildings which were cleared for use last year but have now been found to have structural issues. And a Donegal community activist has described LPT as unfair given the county as one of the lowest disposable incomes in the country. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Irish Greyhound Board has today indicated to the owners and management of Lifford Greyhound Stadium that race cars of a maximum of 12 races can be maintained at the track until the completion and full consideration of a strategic review into the future needs of the Irish Greyhound industry is completed. Last week, the Duffy family who own the stadium said it would close after this Saturday's race meeting due to an ongoing lack of support from the Irish Greyhound Board. Laura Donnelly has more.
In a statement issued today, the Irish Greyhound Board has indicated to the owners and management of Lifford Greyhound Stadium that race cards of a maximum of 12 races can be maintained at the track until the completion and full consideration of a strategic review into the future needs of the Irish Greyhound industry, which is currently being compiled by Indicon Economic Consultants. The IGB says it expects to be in receipt of the report in early October. The statement confirms that the arrangement is offered to Lifford Greyhound Stadium on the basis of the report maintaining the operation of the track in the coming months. The IGB says it is also working to cater for Greyhound owner and trainers, traditionally part of Lifford and or Longford's dog pools, by facilitating extra racing at Mullingar and Dundalk Stadia in the near future.
Meanwhile, almost 200 people attended a meeting in Strabane last night to discuss the future of the stadium. The meeting saw the formation of a North West Greyhound Owners and Breeders Association. A number of public representatives from both sides of the border attended the meeting, with Westrone MP Orla Begley suggesting there should be a cross-party, cross-community meeting of public representatives to see what can be done in terms of supporting the stadium. Speaking after the meeting, Lifford Councillor Gerry Crawford says it's clear that there is a desire to preserve greyhound racing in Lifford.
Well, it's very obvious from the attendance at the meeting that this subject is very emotional, and it's something that's very dear to the people who support the greyhound industry all over the years. I think it was made quite clear by the family who've been running the Greyhound Stadium that they feel that they're in a position where they're not getting the support that they should be getting, and they have stated that they feel that they're not getting fair play as regards to other stadiums throughout the country. The suggestion was made, and it's obvious there that there was cross-party, cross-border political support for the meeting here and for whatever steps could be taken to assist whatever decision they take.
An investigation into alleged suspicious behaviour in the Rusnoula Beach area yesterday has been carried out. Reports were circulated on social media of a car acting suspiciously in the area yesterday morning. Gardaí Ballyshannon say they carried out full inquiries and spoke to all parties reported to be involved in the alleged incident. They added that they would like to reassure the public that they are fully satisfied no criminal offence occurred. International experts are to investigate the Department of Education's design and build programme after further 17 schools were identified as having structural defects. Letterkenny Educate Together is one of the schools which were clear to open last year despite safety problems at 22 others also built by the contractor Western Building Systems. However, more detailed assessments undertaken during the summer have found flaws requiring temporary engineering works and precautionary safety measures. Some of the schools may not open on time for the new term as a result. Education Minister Joe McHugh says outside experts will conduct a review.
We also have a couple of parallel approaches. We've got commercial court proceedings on at the moment with this particular company, but we also have and we will have in the very in the next couple of weeks an announcement for an international review of this particular type of build.
The finance minister says the possibility and risk of a no-deal Brexit taking place is clearly growing. Yesterday, the British Prime Minister hit out at what he described as a terrible collaboration between MPs and the EU trying to block Brexit. Boris Johnson refused to rule out shutting down Parliament and holding a general election after leaving on October the 31st. Pascal Donoghue says even in the event of a crash out by the UK, he believes the Irish economy is capable of responding. However, Minister Donoghue says he believes it is still possible to reach a deal.
I believe the possibility of a no-deal Brexit taking place, the possibility and the risk of that is clearly growing. It is a material risk in the way it perhaps wasn't 12 months ago. And as we come into the final run-in into Budget 2020, I and the government will make an assessment about whether it has to become the basis upon which we plan our affairs. We should not be fatalistic about our ability to secure agreement even at this point.
Meanwhile, the Restaurants Association of Ireland is claiming one in five restaurants will close if the reduced VAT rate for the hospitality sector isn't restored. CEO Adrian Cummings says in the wake of a hard Brexit, which now looks more likely, the problems already caused by the weakness of sterling will be further exacerbated. He says Minister Shane Ross and his cabinet colleagues must take heed.
We support call for the restoration of the 9% VAT rate as a matter of urgency in the next budget ahead of a hard Brexit. A hard Brexit will have a devastating effect for tourism, hospitality and specifically in the border regions who are very vulnerable to the cross-border traffic from north to south. We have put in our submission looking for the restoration of the 9% VAT rate, and if it doesn't happen, we predict one in five restaurants will close down in the country.
Even without a hard Brexit, the weakness of sterling at the moment is making it more and more expensive for people in Derry, Tyrone, Fermanagh and elsewhere to cross the border and eat or stay in Donegal. Are your members in this area reporting trouble already?
Absolutely. We're getting messages from particularly border county businesses where the downturn in business from the north has been dramatic due to the sterling volatility at the moment. And I think the government needs to act swiftly to try and help all these small businesses, not just our restaurant sector, but all businesses across the country and specifically in the border regions like Donegal.
A Donegal community activist has described the local property tax as unfair given the county has one of the lowest disposable incomes in the country. Cyril Brennan is calling on Donegal County Council to reduce LPT by 15%. He claims it would be worth €1.65 million to the local economy. Mr Brennan is hopeful this is something that could be explored by the local authority.
The council has the power to reduce the property tax by 15%, and I think other counties have benefited from the recovery and wage growth, but yet Donegal is still stagnant and we're still struggling to see our income increase within the county, and the councils could have a positive approach by reducing the property tax by 15%.
And as you say, the county has one of the lowest incomes within the whole country, so this property tax is putting extra pressure on people.
Yeah, the property tax was always kind of an unfair tax in counties like Donegal when we already had low wages, €12,000 less than the national average. And when you take into account, you know, the lack of jobs or the lack of infrastructure that we have in the area, the property tax was always that bit more unfair on the area places of Donegal.
And would you be hopeful that this is something the local authority would consider?
Well, it's up to the members of the council and the local authority to put the pressure on. Now, they've made savings, you know, they've cut back on various things and they've haven't used all their budgets appropriately over the years, and they've made savings there. So there could be options to reduce the money with the savings that they've made over the past few years.
A security alert is continuing in Derry, close to a number of schools in the Bishop Street area of the city. A search operation is being carried out at a building site at the former Nazareth House residential home close to the primary school. Foyle MLA Karen Mullen has hit out at those responsible for the disruption caused to the local area. Malaysian police have told the family of Nora Quorin that they are now free to take her body home. The Department of Foreign Affairs says that it is providing consular assistance to the family and that the embassy is continuing to work closely with the local authorities. Malaysian police revealed this morning that the 15-year-old died from a ruptured intestine, likely from starvation and stress. Nora's family attend St Bede's Church in South London. Parish priest Marcus Holden says the community is in shock.
Devastated and heartbroken. Nora was here all her life. She was baptized here. She received her first communion here. She was here every Sunday. She went to our local schools, St. Bede's, St. Bernadette's. So she was an integral member of the community. People loved her. And so this is a tragedy. And in these circumstances, it's even more so.
The Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Councillor Michaela Boyle, has today also extended condolences on behalf of the people of Derry and Strabane to the parents, family and friends of Nora Quarren. The conviction of a Derry man for attempting to acquire a prohibited weapon capable of causing serious harm has been welcomed by the PSNI. 45-year-old Martin Barr was sentenced yesterday. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Detective Inspector Tom McClure said on August 7th last year, a package was intercepted at a UK airport containing a WS-928 heavy-duty stun gun intended for an address in Derry. Following a detailed police investigation, evidence was obtained which proved that 45-year-old Barr was the person who attempted to obtain this prohibited weapon, which police say was capable of causing serious harm. Detective Inspector McClure says there is no good reason why anyone should wish to possess such an item unless they were intent on seriously injuring others. He added this detection was part of a wider investigation into the criminal activities of the INLA in Derry and is further evidence of the PSNI's determination to prevent serious harm and bring offenders before the courts. Weapons like this, he said, pose a threat to everyone, and anyone who brings such weapon onto the streets does not care about their community.
93 people have died on Irish roads so far this year. That's a 6% increase on 2018. 84 fatal crashes have occurred in 2019, leading to the deaths of 52 drivers, 10 passengers, 15 pedestrians, 10 motorcyclists and 6 cyclists. Superintendent Edmund Golden from the National Roads Policing Bureau is calling for all road users to be vigilant.
Gartry Conn and the Road Safety Authority are continuously putting out, you know, the message that we want people to engage with this process and make sure that we're making everybody safe. It's a challenge, and where every road collision and fatality has a ripple effect. It affects every family. And if we look at the statistics as well, most counties in the country now have been affected.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for back to school with leading sports brands at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. The FAI have confirmed the dates and times for the last 16 of the FAI Senior Cup. Glengadge United will play Waterford United on Saturday the 24th of August, that's Saturday week, at McGinn Park in Buncrana with a kickoff time of 5 o'clock. It's a David versus Goliath tie with Glengadge of the Inishowen Junior League taking on Premier Division opposition. The second round is the furthest any team, any junior team that is, from the county has gone in the Senior Cup. Elsewhere in the last 16, Derry City will host Dundalk at the Brandywell on Friday night the 23rd at 7:45, while Sligo Rovers will play Limerick at the Showgrounds at 8 o'clock on the Saturday. Gerardo Bruna is staying with Derry City for another season. The midfielder has signed a contract extension that will see him remain at the Brandywell to the end of the 2020 season. The former Real Madrid and Liverpool youth player first arrived at Derry in February this year. Manager Declan Devine is happy he has agreed to stay longer.
I think he's been a standout midfield player in the league, not just at our club, but I think he's been a standout midfield player in the League of Ireland over the last number of weeks, and his creativity, his ability to get the ball back, his competitiveness, his ability to land on the ball and make forward passes. You know, he's very easy on the eye. He's a fantastic professional. He's bought into everything that we want to do at the club, and he's at a brilliant age, and I think he can have a long future at Derry City Football Club. Delighted to get him over the line in terms of the eagerness for Gerardo to stay and play here, because there's no doubt he can play at a higher level. He's got fantastic experience, and look, we're just buzzing to have him done again, and know that he's going to be here next year too.
Wolves, Rangers and Aberdeen will bid to reach the playoff round of the Europa League this evening. Wolves are 4-0 up on Arminians Punic entering the second leg of the third qualifying round tie at Molineux. Rangers lead Danes Michelad 4-2 going into the game at Ibrox, and at Pataudry, Aberdeen a trail Rijeka by 2-0 for their second leg. Two games tonight in the North West Women's Super League. Bonagee United can open up an 8-point gap at the top of the table if they beat Kildaff. The other tie is Greencastle FC against Lagan Harps. To golf now, Shane Lowry has parred the first four holes of his opening round at the BMW Championship, which is the penultimate round of the PGA Tour playoffs. Rory McIlroy's played two and sits at one under. Graham McDowell has just started his opening round. Lowry and McIlroy remain in the hunt for the $15 million top prize, while McDowell needs a strong finish this weekend if he's to qualify for the season-ending Tour Championship. Jim Furyk's the early leader at 4 under. Paul Dunne's best of the Irish on 2 under par as the opening day of the Czech Masters on the European Tour draws to a close. Gavin Moynihan shot a 1 under par 71. Padraig Harrington finished the day on 1 over. Eric Van Rooyen, Lee Slattery and Gavin Green lead the way on 7 under. In rugby, Mae Alcorn has once again been named in the Irish Under 18 Women's 7 squad. The Letterkenny Club girl will compete at the Under 18 Women's Home Nations 7s tournament this weekend in Swansea, Wales. Alcorn was part of the squad that finished runners-up at the Paris World Games in July. This weekend forms part of the Ireland's team's preparations for the Rugby Europe Women's 7s Championships, which take place in Poland starting August 31st. Kerry hoped to have Stephen O'Brien cleared to play in the All-Ireland football final with Dublin. County Chairman Tim Murphy has confirmed they're appealing the second of the 3 black cards the Kenmare forward received this year in the Super 8 win over Meath. Murphy says they will hope to have the case resolved in the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, the chairman has also told Radio Kerry they have the utmost confidence in match referee David Goff. The muted appointment of the slain official has drawn questions over his suitability from some Kerry GA pundits. Meanwhile, the GAA are warning supporters about a fake email scam offering hospitality tickets for Sunday's All-Ireland hurling final between Tipperary and Kilkenny. The association say they don't sell hospitality packages through third-party sellers. They've also urged fans to buy tickets only from official sources. Finally, in cricket, it's Australia against England, the second of the Ashes tests. England batting at the moment, and they sit on 224 for the loss of 7, and they're in the 68th over at the moment. Next sport here in Highland is tomorrow morning after the 8 news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin, and we're turning to some news. The North's Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs has confirmed that it is seeking legal advice in relation to a dredging operation on the River Foyle near Strabane. In a letter to West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan, the department says the dredging company had been operating from the Donegal side of the river. However, but its information is that sand and silt are now also being removed from the Tyrone side. Greg Hughes has more.
In a statement received by West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan, the department confirmed that the issue has been brought to their attention previously, but at that stage, it was reported on the side of the River Foyle, which lies in Donegal. The statement says, however, it's received confirmation from the Lochs Agency that dredging is now taking place across the whole river. It is also reported in the letter that there is currently a judicial review ongoing in the High Court in the Republic of Ireland. Donegal County Council has confirmed that it is an active enforcement case and that it cannot comment further. The company carrying out the dredging claims the works are wholly authorised. However, the department says it will be working with the Lochs Agency and the Department of Infrastructure Rivers in seeking legal advice. The statement concludes that the River Foyle and its tributaries are protected as a European Special Area of Conservation, and it is key that the government uses all mechanisms at its disposal to protect this important area.
And finally, the revelation that a severe lack of sunshine in the northwest is to blame for low levels of vitamin D and a high volume of people suffering with osteoporosis has led to renewed calls for the scrapping of plans to impose VAT on food supplements. A study carried out by Lifford GP Dr. Martin Coyne showed that out of 10,000 tests carried out at Letterkenny University Hospital's labs, 75% showed insufficient levels of vitamin D. Plans to impose VAT on food supplements from March the 1st this year were delayed to allow for a public consultation. Health Stores Ireland spokesperson Matt Ronan says the results of Dr. Coyne's study shows the importance of such supplements.
It would appear to be very obvious now from the findings that are coming from Donegal that Ireland is certainly not well served enough by sunshine for us to depend on that source alone for our vitamin D. And it's realistic, therefore, to assume that the only sensible thing is for Irish population for to supplement using vitamin D supplements for to make sure that we top up our levels and maintain our health. And obviously that's going to have implications for osteoporosis, bone health, but also of course you have wider issues like mood and sleep being affected by vitamin D as well.
And indeed, it can be argued that taking food supplements would be far healthier for yourself rather than going out in the sun.
Well, look, at certainly sporadic exposure in the sun can be dangerous, whereby when we're not used to very much sunshine and then suddenly getting a lot of exposure can be dangerous. Burning is certainly not a good idea for anyone's skin. Of course, exposure to sunshine is a great way to get access to vitamin D, and no one's arguing that. But unfortunately, in Ireland, with the variable nature of our weather, that's not really practical for many, many people. It's vital that the whole idea of taxing food supplements be scrapped, because this shows just how everyday people actually depend on supplements in some cases for a practical access to nutrients like vitamin D, which are so essential for health.
Weather now, there will be a mixture of cloudy periods and some bright or sunny spells for the rest of the day, with a few isolated showers developing during the evening. Cloud will gradually increase and a band of persistent rain will spread overnight. It will be humid and misty tonight with lowest temperatures of 13 to 15 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Irish Greyhound Board has today indicated to the owners and management of Lifford Greyhound Stadium that race cars of a maximum of 12 races can be maintained at the track until the completion and full consideration of a strategic review into the future needs of the Irish Greyhound industry is completed. Last week, the Duffy family, who own the stadium, said it would close after this Saturday's race meeting due to an ongoing lack of support from the Irish Greyhound Board. An investigation into alleged suspicious behaviour in the Rosnoyla beach area yesterday has been carried out. Reports were circulated on social media of a car acting suspiciously in the area yesterday morning. International experts are to investigate the Department of Education's design and build programme after a further 17 schools were identified as having structural defects. Letterkenny Educate Together is one of the schools which were cleared to open last year despite safety problems at 22 others also built by the contractor Western Building Systems. And a Donegal community activist has described the local property tax as unfair, given the county has one of the lowest disposable incomes in the country. Cyril Brennan is calling on Donegal County Council to reduce LPT by 15%. He claims it would be worth €1.65 million to the local economy. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of Remain Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Thursday evening, August the 15th. The death has occurred in Auckland, New Zealand, of John O'Kane, formerly of St. Columb's, Buncrana. The death has taken place of Mary Lyons, a Drumskellen Muff, removal from Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home Liz Fannin this evening at 7 o'clock, going to her home. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home, Kev Liam Collins, funeral director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Patricia Patsy Doherty, née Gillespie, Kinnego, Buncrana. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving her late residence on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal branch of the Irish Kidney Association or Porter Funeral Directors. House private from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. and strictly on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Nellie Murr, 15 St John's Park Derry, née McGranahan, Letterkenny. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church at Pennyburn, interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has occurred of John Manus O'Donnell, Rennie, Letchermack Award and London. His remains are reposing in McGlynn's funeral home with rosary at 9 o'clock. Viewing tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock with removal at 5:30, going to St Bridget's Church, Letchermack Award for 6 o'clock where he will repose overnight. Funeral mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Peter Stewart Pithy, Coventry, England and Tanbrugee, Clonmany. Remains are reposing at the family home in Tanbrugee,
Clonmany. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers to Coronary Care Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, Kev Comsky, Funeral Directors. House private police from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Roy Morrow, Clare, Donegal Town. His remains are reposing at his daughter Mary's home, 5 Silverwood, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet, until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral service at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Donegal Parish Church, followed by burial in St Agatha's Church Graveyard, Clare. The death has occurred of Dr. Vinay Krishnan, Brayhead, Rafo, and formerly of Durban, South Africa. His remains are reposing in Kelly's funeral home, Oakfield, Rafo, where respects may be paid from 6 o'clock today and tomorrow. Rosary at 8 o'clock each evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St. Junan's Church, Rafo, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with private cremation afterwards in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Emergency Department, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral director. And the death has taken place of Michael McIlwain, Coolideri, Fannad. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning to St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Cancer Care West, care of Eamon Scott, funeral director, or any family member.